Welcome back to Your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Have you ever been startled by nostalgia? Taken aback by a faint memory of something that happened long ago? That was the case with my oldest recently when she heard a song that we used to listen to when she was a kid. Enjoy.
You got to talk to me about the jump scare nostalgia. I thought that was such a brilliant turn of phrase. It's interesting. So give me the scenario. You're in the car.
So, you know, when you have kids, and this was from my daughter. My daughter mentioned this when listening to a song that we used to listen to. So you go from curating the music in the car or the movies that are playing or whatever to having your kids say what is playing and what is being watched and that sort of thing.
What age did that start at, by the way? Can I ask?
That they switched over?
Yeah, when they took control.
With movies, it was pretty young, and that was fine because we were watching all sorts of stuff, and you know, it's the usual movies. For music, it was a little bit older. I don't remember when the youngest just started getting into, like, we pretty much listened to just Taylor Swift.
Okay.
When we're in the car together. And then, like, with Mina, it is just probably from the age of 14, 15.
Yeah, yeah. And I wonder if that's something common, too, that the music versus the movie thing. But okay, so you're in the car, and what's the song? What was the song?
It's a song by Ulrich Schnoss. It's called, I think that's the album is Faraway Train, and I can't remember the name of the song, but it's this beautiful, I'll send it to you. It's
okay,
this beautiful
please.
Instrumental, like really good for background, really good for playing on the radio. I used to play it on the radio, probably at WUCF as well, because it was just close enough to jazz that I could probably get away with it.
Okay, yeah.
And then I would play it at WPRK all the time too, because it's just a good morning song.
Nice, okay.
And apparently somebody sent that to her. Like, we weren't together when this happened. Somebody sent her the album. And she had heard the song, but not necessarily knew who it was. And so she got to that song, and that's where jump scare of nostalgia. So you think of nostalgia as like something, a really mellow sort of wonderful
Welcome.
Feeling.
Yeah.
And so to be like, what? Where do I know this from? What is this?
That's,
and so she messaged me afterwards. Yeah.
That's a beautiful term because I could relate to that concept.
Yeah.
And also she had a new context to that music. She had an old context, and then it met the new context, and that's where that jump scare came from.
Yeah.
Was the, it's like seeing somebody that you work with who wears a uniform all the time, out in the world in regular clothes, and you're like, there's something familiar, and they're like, oh, I know what that is.
Right.
Yeah, I love it. That's really cool.
Yeah,
that
was a lot of fun.
The things that we learn from the people we bring into the world, I'm learning more from my kids than they're learning from me these days, for sure. I'm not sure that it wasn't that way from the very beginning, quite frankly, but I like it. I like it because both my kids are kind, gentle teachers. They weren't when they were teenagers. When they were teenagers,
it's impossible to teach. You don't have the vocabulary yet,
Oh,
and you have to remember that teenagers do not have as smart like. And especially when they're like really smart 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
And they can, it seems like they're almost adults at that point, and then they become teenagers. And it's not that they've regressed. It's just that there's so much other stuff going on.
It's almost a right sizing, right?
It's hard to express themselves. Yeah.
I think that's such a beautiful way to describe it because it's almost like they don't know how to gift wrap their emotions. Right. So they're, what do you do with that? You have, I think of that, that's got to be like having aphasia. You know,
yeah,
where you're like,
you
have this feeling and you know what it feels like, but you're just unable to articulate
no
what
idea
it is.
How to, share it.
Teen angst.
Yeah.
That's, I think that's a piece of it for sure. Not that there aren't many things that are screwy being a teenager, but I was made aware of the many layers and levels of trauma being faced by our teenagers now, having gone through a pandemic, having gone through so many school shooters, having gone through all the changes that are happening in the world right now. And it was actually my friend Patty Brownsert. Do you know Patty?
Yeah.
I think you do. Who, she just sent out an email, and she sent some really good emails with some provocative titles. And I read through this one, and it really informed me. It made me more sensitive to Gen Z and less, I don't know, I'm not as judgmental as a lot are. I don't like hearing people encapsulate an entire generation in a sentence. Well, they never do this, or they don't care about this. And it's like, no, we can't. Let's not do that to each other. Because every generation I've broken into, there's something to like. What's your favorite?
Every generation before doesn't like something about the generation after.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it goes. I think that's the only way we can have different generations, right? We have to be repulsed enough by something to change it. Or inspired enough to change it. No revulsion necessary. I love the cultural and artistic cross-pollination that happens between parents and their kids. Sometimes it seems more like a clash, but I think all these forms of interaction create a sort of creative renaissance for both generations. The kind that produces terms like the jump shock of nostalgia, which, by the way, would also make an awesome name for a band. I mean, who wouldn't go see the jump shock of nostalgia play at the stadium? Okay, you can put your hands down. That does it for this episode of Your Daily Dose. We'll catch you next time.